Stephanie Hilborn is Chief Executive of Women in Sport. Let's celebrate first. How significant a moment is this for not just football, women in football, but women in sport, would you say? Good morning.
Good morning. It's a very important moment. It's a brilliant moment. And the reason why partly is because it's women's team sport, again, being so wonderful. And that's something that when I was a girl, you couldn't even dream of as a girl, because there was no woman on our screens, none, except occasionally at the Olympics, if it was hockey, say. Mm. But I mean, to have this right in the forefront. I mean, I think it's fascinating what you're saying about these flags, because yeah, it's just different. I mean, in some ways we should compare women's and men's sport, in other ways we shouldn't. I watched the match yesterday in the Royal George next to Euston Station, and it was an incredible atmosphere. It was packed. There were Aussies on holiday in there. There were loads of English people cheering the girls on. It was a brilliant atmosphere.
But Stephanie, why didn't you walk out into the street and see taxis with flags and vans with flags? And why the disconnect, if I can use the expression, why the disconnect? I hear what you say, but why is there not being seen on the street?
This is a very different culture. You know, let's think about this. I mean, at the big matches, I went to both women's FA Cup finals recently. The audience is completely, the crowd is completely different. It is gender balanced. It is completely age diverse. It's much more racially diverse.
It's not as tribal.
It's not as alcohol linked. It's really different, and that's just great. It's to be celebrated. Yeah. I mean, the flag thing. Yeah, let's get the flags up, but let's not connect this with nationalism. There are bad sides of that. You know, this is about the joy of sport, and these girls have just brought that to us. I think what we've got to do is, you know, yes, definitely make sure that the right investment is there, but not necessarily in the same way we've done with the men's, because we all know it's just profoundly morally questionable that someone should be taking home 450 grand a week. I mean, what we're looking for is for girls to get the chance to play team sport. And that means the opportunities on the ground, the pitch space, the pitch time that they currently often can't get. It means really investing in that and investing and also recognizing that the core element of these girls that Serena appears to have just given to them in spades is belief. And
finally,
it's that self-belief, which a lot of little girls don't have in sport because they're stereotyped away from it.
Stephanie, I've got to get the headlines. Final word on perhaps disappointment that neither Prince William chairs the FA nor the Prime Minister will be in Sydney for the final.
Well, look, if we're going to blow the air miles and we're going to put that Carmen in for anyone to go, yes, it would be great if our leaders went. But, you know, they've done a brilliant job, and I think let's not take anything away from the Lionesses. Let's focus on them.
Stephanie, thanks for your time. Stephanie Hilborn is Chief Executive of Women in Sport.